Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Good morning. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt. And I don't know where it came up, but all of a sudden on my Facebook feed, I'm seeing WGN-TV meteorologist Mike Jansen and making recipes. It sucked me in, and then I realized it had to do with the Bears game that was coming up. So joining us right now is Mike Jansen. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. All right. I didn't know you cooked. I didn't know you're a good cooker, as my kids say to me.
I dabble, I guess. I try my best. I can follow recipes pretty well. You know, I don't make things up on my own, but I can follow them pretty well. There is one little humble brag, though. Last summer, my wife and I usually will try and get into a barbecue competition in my hometown. And last summer, we actually won the whole thing.
Ooh, champion barbecuer. So
we pulled that one off. So that was, you know, there is a little background there in terms of some cooking where I've had some success and it's been all right.
All right. Well, when did you start mixing the Bears games and what you were making? Because I haven't seen it all season. Is this a new thing? Am I late to the party?
Yeah, I actually started doing it last season.
Oh, my
and
God.
Last year it was one of those things that you wanted to just give me an opportunity to try making things that I didn't normally try making. And so as the season went on, especially, it was something just to look forward to because the Bears weren't very good. And then this year, I just kind of continued it. I didn't get it done the first week of the season when they played Minnesota because I was busy and ended up going to the game, actually. But ever since then, yeah, I've had something every week so far this season outside of week one.
All right, now this is the final regular season Bears game. This Sunday, 3:25 is kickoff, Bears against the Detroit Lions. And what's the menu? What are you making?
Going to do a little playoff, the sounds of Motown. So I will be making soul rolls.
I don't know what it is, but it sounds good. Describe.
So it is it's kind of like an egg roll. You're actually using an egg roll wrapper, and there will be some smoked pulled pork, some brisket seasoned collard greens, some of our leftover Jansen sweet corn that all goes together, and you roll that up and you'll deep fry it. So it's, you know, it's not necessarily something you would find in Detroit, but it's more of just kind of a playoff of the fact that soul music was a big part of Motown. And so trying to do something like that, because you certainly when they're going to be playing Minnesota two times a year and Green Bay and Detroit, for instance, twice a year, there's only so many things that are decent that you want out of, say, out of Wisconsin. So you kind of, you know, you better spread it out if I'm going to continue to do this.
Yeah. What'd you do for the pack?
In the past for the Packers, I did cheese curds last year. This year, they, for instance, one of the games, I know that fish fries are a big thing in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And so I actually made made fish that I fish fried, a beer battered fish.
I saw that.
Tacos.
That's right.
So that's what I did for them. So, and I'm trying to remember what else I did for them earlier. If I got something planned out, if they do end up playing them in the playoffs, I'll probably be making brisket chili that's leftover brisket that I smoked from a Packer brisket, which means it's a whole brisket. We had the flat and the point on there. So
wow, look at you.
That's try to have fun with it, right? And this year it's been a whole lot more fun because the Bears are actually a much funner team to watch.
I know.
That's been a benefit.
I was talking to Mark Harmon this morning. The 85 Bears had this magic, and I'm feeling it again for the current Bears team, aren't you?
You know, 40 years, right? So
yeah.
I would like to say it feels kind of like it did when I was 9, but I don't remember it that vividly. I can tell you when I was a kid, I did know all the words of the Super Bowl Shuffle and was certainly invested in that team. But being able to see them win as an adult that's certainly more rewarding than as a kid, because as a kid you take it, you know, you kind of take it for granted. I thought Walter Payton was going to play forever.
Yeah.
Jim McMahon was going to play forever. And so this time around, and I'd like my daughter to, she's in middle school, I'd like to see her have a Bears team that she can get behind and not find herself gravitating towards, say, a Patrick Mahomes because he's a fun quarterback. I'm like, look, we've got a really good quarterback now. You can enjoy watching Caleb play. He's kind of magical, especially in those last 2 minutes of games so often this season.
Well, the soul rolls, I will be watching. That looks really good. And I can't remember if you post the recipe. Do you?
I did start putting the recipe on there because there were some people that started asking me for the recipes. And a lot of times, you know, there are certain things that it's from cookbooks that I have, and I'll put those out there and I'll make sure that I let them know where I got it. Or if it's a website, sometimes I'll find a couple of different recipes and I put it together. But I try to let people know what I did. And I'll get questions from people saying, boy, I never would have thought I'd do that. And other people are saying, I would never do that. That's disgusting. You know, Cincinnati chili, by the way, that has chocolate in it.
Ooh.
Never knew that. But yeah, you put some unsweetened chocolate in it, and it does give it a little bit of a different flavor. But that's what they do for their Skyline chili. So that's what I whipped up, and that was something that a lot of people made comments, said, never knew that. And until I started doing the research, I didn't know it either.
I know that there's chocolate in mole sauce that you, you know, in Mexican restaurants. So I didn't know that before either. All right, so the soul rolls, a combination of smoked pulled pork, brisket seasoned collard greens, and some Jansen sweet corn in an egg roll wrapper and deep fried. And honestly, you could deep fry a shoelace and I would eat it. And let's talk weather. What's the Bears weather going to be like on Sunday at Soldier Field?
I think it'll be one of the better weather days they've had, especially at home. I mean, it was windy the last time they were at home playing the Packers. And then, of course, it was brutally cold when they played Cleveland. So this time around, I think we'll probably be close to the freezing mark Sunday afternoon. And at this point, it looks like it'll be dry, maybe some more clouds moving in. And the wind chills could be in the mid to upper 20s. But compared to, a temperature of 8 when they played Cleveland, and then of course you had that strong wind just a couple of weeks ago when they played against Green Bay. So how about a forecast? You know, I'd like to forecast a win, but I don't do that kind of thing. I would just like to say I'm hopeful for a win, right? That's what I think we all want.
Okay, and I have to ask you, I'm a bit of a weather nerd, and all right, so how could there be a tornado in Illinois at the end of December? I know it was last week or a couple weeks ago, so I'm a little late to the party here, but I didn't talk to you then. How does that happen?
All the ingredients came together, and we always tell people that tornadoes around here can happen any time of the year. It all just depends on the ingredients to put everything together. And that actually was just happened on Sunday afternoon. I was on air from 3:30 till 5, just the whole time because of the different tornadoes. We ended up with 6 different tornadoes that were all basically Iroquois County, Ford, and then Newton, Jasper counties in Indiana where those all were. Strong cold front going through them. We made it into the 50s that day. You had strong winds that were happening.
Yeah.
And everything just kind of came together. And the funny thing is, you know, the last tornado warning was expired right around 5 o'clock on Sunday evening. And by the time I was on the air, again, for the 9 o'clock newscast, the National Weather Service had issued a winter weather advisory because of the potential of some accumulating snow that could make slick roadways. So you had all that in, 4 or 5 hour time period where we went from tornadoes to, oh yeah, this is a reminder it's winter. And it's just an interesting place we live in, isn't it?
It really is. And it's an interesting time warp I just had because I can't believe it was just Sunday that this happened. I'm like, oh yeah, it was a couple of weeks ago. It wasn't. It was Sunday. I don't know what day it is today. But yeah, be careful out there, people, because it was still really icy last night. We've had kind of a weird winter, haven't we?
Yeah, we had kind of that flash freeze after we got a little bit of that rain, and then temperatures just dove. I mean, it's plummeted. And so, yeah, I mean, I know that you find some spots in parking lots where if there was a car parked there already, and maybe the salt truck went through and spread some salt out but couldn't get in between the two cars. And then you get out of your vehicle, and, you know, after they're already gone, you get out, and it's, you know, you about fall down. And so, yeah, there's still plenty of that going on. But it looks like next week we'll be in the 40s. So there'll be another thing to make you scratch your head and say, okay, is this January or not? But I hope that doesn't mean what I always fear is when we have a nice stretch of warmer than average conditions in January, does that mean we're just going to drag this cold all the way to the 1st of May, which sometimes we do.
Yeah.
You just, you know, we have our seasons. We try and squeeze in a few weeks of summer every year and a little bit of spring and fall when we can too.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm a big fan and of your weather, your forecasting and your cooking. So thank you very much for joining us today, Mike. And go Bears. You know that.
I certainly do appreciate it. Go Bears.
All right, WGN TV meteorologist Mike Jansen. You can watch him make his soul rolls as the Bears take down the Lions. That's what's going to happen. Oh, yeah.